The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send from the Father, the Spirit of truth that proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. You also will testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, the Lord is, in a text like this, preparing them for the coming of the Holy Spirit. And in this case, he calls him the Advocate. It's a legal term, sometimes also paraclete, and the sort of legal terms. It's an interesting use of terminology, but one who advocates, one who speaks on behalf of someone else. And so again, it says that someone who is meant to be alongside of us, to help us, to assist us, is kind of the image here. And I wonder, really, of all the persons of the Blessed Trinity, I think the Holy Spirit is the hardest for many people to relate to. There was a book written some years ago regarding the Holy Spirit, entitled The Great Unknown. And in the early church, the people of the early church is related in the book of Acts, and Paul also is mentioning, people were very acquainted with the Holy Spirit. In fact, they were often deeply moved. When they were confirmed, they would speak in tongues and make bold proclamations. Paul would base whole arguments on the fact that they had obviously received the Holy Spirit. Of course, everybody knew that, and you know, the average modern Christian would say, "Well, you said I received the Holy Spirit. When? I mean, how? People are not all that in touch with it now. Here at Holy Comfort of Saint Cyprian, we have a rather spirited worship. I think people are a little more familiar with the Spirit than the average modern American parish, where it's kind of like, let's kind of get this thing over with as quickly as possible, the kind of sour-faced saint look to things, that sometimes sets up. But again, I really wonder how many people experience in a rational way, a reflective way, the ministry of the Spirit in their lives. I can tell you how the Holy Spirit ministers to me. You see, I am in touch with that. I experience His help, that He is my advocate, that He is the paraclete, that He is the one who is sanctifying me, who is transforming me, who is changing me. How many people can really articulate that? And here's another interesting thing the Lord says about the Holy Spirit, that He is the Spirit of truth. Again, it isn't just some kind of an emotional experience. Oh, I'm feeling giddy, and or they sometimes say in the upper Midwest, zippy-doo. I'm feeling, it's okay, to experience that. But there's more to the ministry of the Holy Spirit than to just get us emotionally geared up, And so notice He's called here the Spirit of Truth. That you and I really begin to experience our mind being transformed, so that we think differently, so that God's wisdom now begins to make more sense to us. That, aha, I understand why God says that. I understand why this commandment of His makes sense. You see, now you see, instead of resisting God and saying, well, how come He told me that? How come I can't do it? How come I can't have it? It's not so bad. Everybody else is doing it, all that kind of thinking that comes from the flesh. is now being replaced by a spirit of a new mind that says, I understand what God is saying. I'm in agreement with it. My mind is in harmony with what God is saying. So again, it isn't merely, as I say, the ministry of the Spirit to simply get us emotionally excited or get us speaking in tongues, but to bring about an obedience in us that is deeply rooted in having a new mind and a new heart. And it says, the Spirit of truth proceeds from the Father will testify to me. Now, here too, your faith in Jesus Christ begins to be completely, it begins to be augmented. It begins to be built up. We're not just talking about some man who lived 2,000 years ago that I read about in a book called the Bible, or that my mother told me about, or that my preacher talked about, but someone that I really begin to know is real, is ministering in my life, is powerful. I begin to know him personally, and this too is a ministry of the Spirit. So we're not just talking about an historical figure, but someone who I know now, who is alive, who is changing my life, who is speaking to you right now. See, this Spirit of the Holy Spirit can, if you will, bring the ministry and the person of Jesus Christ powerfully alive in our hearts. So he will testify. Now, what does it mean to testify? The Latin root of the word testimony or testify is to be a witness. So the Holy Spirit is witnessing to you that Jesus is real, that he is not just some formula or some saying or some rabbit's foot to kind of thinking, but rather someone I know personally, and so on. So, and finally, what the Lord talks about in terms of the ministry of the Spirit is that he will so transform us that we will willingly and knowingly in an understanding way suffer persecution on account of the name of Jesus. They'll expel you, he says, from synagogues, and they're going to think they're actually worshiping God when they do it. But in the end, you will know, you will have such a deep conviction that the world's frowning, that the world's anger, that the world's wrath will not affect you, you see. What happens to us without the ministry of the Spirit is that we say, Jesus is my Lord. Oh, that's so stupid. Stop that, the world says to us. You know, and we say, oh, well, maybe I'm not right about this. It's wrong to fornicate, or it's wrong to, you know, take revenge or whatever. And the world says, oh, come on. You know, and we say, oh, okay. Without the ministry of the Spirit, we easily collapse under the weight of persecution. But with the Holy Spirit, you see, we stand firm and we're convicted of the truth of God in such a deep way that even the attacks of the world do not sway us, you see, from God's truth. And so, again, all of these are just visions of what the Spirit can do for us. And again, I simply ask you to, how reflective are we really on the Holy Spirit? Well, not all that much. Not in the modern world, not all that much. For whatever reason, this awareness of the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, it doesn't have the same vigorous quality in most modern Christians. I didn't say all, but I said most, as it did in the early church. But again, it's for us to sort of journey back to that original appreciation of the power and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.